may not know his name. You most likely have never read his original script for the movie that made him not so famous. But he's an opinionated writer who helped birth the original gooey, slimy, gothic, sci-fi movie Alien. He may be grumpy, you may not know his name. But hey, Alien, Total Recall? Today on Sci-Fi Idols, let's talk about Dan O'Bannon, shall we? The story of the genesis of the movie Alien is full of twists and turns and stops and starts. And it's also full of rewrites and arguments about who did what. But the seed that grew in the belly of the beast and burst out on the screen in 1979, bringing us a new type of science fiction, gothic horror sci-fi, first began to grow in the mind of a guy named Dan O'Bannon. Well, okay, Dan O'Bannon and Ronnie Shusett's minds. Old-school sci-fi fans, when talking about O'Bannon, will inevitably bring up a film called Dark Star, and for good reason. Dark Star was John Carpenter, yes, that John Carpenter's, and Dan O'Bannon's 1974 student film. This quirky, sci-fi, dark comedy quickly became a staple of sci-fi cons. It was a true cult classic, and eventually it even made its way to VHS and DVD and now even Blu-ray. I highly recommend it. Not only is it worth the watch, but you'll get a sense of both the period and O'Bannon's aspirations. Oh, and O'Bannon didn't just write the screenplay, he also appears as Sergeant Pinback in the film. But even so, O'Bannon's career didn't have the meteoric rise you might imagine. His working life seemed to fight him every step of the way, or maybe it was Dan himself, it's hard to say. Some people say he couldn't figure out what to be. He did visual effects work on Star Wars. He was slated to be the visual effects supervisor for the thankfully never produced Jodorowsky version of Dune. Eventually, screenwriting proved to be his true calling, but it was rough going. O'Bannon still had the head and will of a director, and especially during the writing of Alien, his stubbornness didn't do him any favors. But in a way, it did us one by moving Alien in a different direction stylistically and thematically. The original script for Alien, written by O'Bannon and Shusett while O'Bannon lived on Shusett's couch, was called Star Beast, and in most ways was a standard alien on the ship, kill it before we get back to Earth movie. It did include a lot more gore and scares in most sci-fi of the time, but it was, for most purposes, still a bug hunt on a spaceship. And there was no heroine yet. It wasn't until later that the idea to make Ripley, or Roby at that point, into a woman. But we had the cryosleep chambers, we had the cat, and the flamethrower. The underpinnings of the story were there, but the studio, producers, and even Scott wanted some changes. Actually, a lot changed when Ridley Scott brought H.R. Giger on board to design the alien. O'Bannon and Ron Cobb's alien design was, to be fair, pretty alien du jour. It would have been a very different film. But young, brash, and cocksure director Scott had big ideas, capital B, capital I. And while he ultimately would go over budget and time in big ways, there's no arguing that bringing Giger in paid off. His alien is iconic. O'Bannon agreed and praised Giger's design and weirdness in interviews, but the change the producers wanted was in the script. Walter Hill and David Goller came in and did a rewrite, and, well, O'Bannon was livid. There was a lot of fighting over that script and who wrote or thought up what, and O'Bannon never forgot it or, I think, forgave. In the end, O'Bannon got the screen credits he wanted, but as much as I like the little curmudgeon, I really do. Screenplay by Walter Hill and David Goller, based on a screenplay by Dan O'Bannon from a story by O'Bannon and Shusett, while really long, really would have been more true. Don't get me wrong, Hill and Goller lied about some things, and O'Bannon probably did too. But Alien went on to change the face of sci-fi forever. It has to be said that while the rewrite did make Alien a better movie, O'Bannon and Shusett's basic story is still there, and the heart of the movie. changes to the characters and some of the dialogue in their original story polished Star Beast into this taut thriller that became Alien. And of course, it gave us the first true female sci-fi action heroine, Ellen Ripley. I highly recommend finding a copy of Alien Vault, the definitive story of the making of the film, to read more about the production and foibles of what is ostensibly the first film of its kind. And while you're at it, if it interests you, take a look at Dan O'Bannon's Guide to Screenplay Structure, which was published just last month. O'Bannon went on to write for Return of the Living Dead, which he also directed, Life Force, Tobe Hooper's Invaders from Mars, Screamers, and Total Recall. He also wrote two of the best stories in the 81 heavy metal movie, Soft Landing and B-17. Sadly, Dan died in December of 2009. He was still grumpy, and well, that's just who he was. Oh, but don't speak ill of him even so. He is, after all, the guy who invented fast-walking zombies, so I wouldn't take any chances. Alien is one of my favorite movies of all time, and I vividly remember repeating the name Dan O'Bannon, Dan O'Bannon, to myself after the credits so I'd remember it. I knew this guy would be important, and he was. Even if he and his chosen career fought each other to the very end. Dan O'Bannon, a true sci-fi idol. This has been Sci-Fi Idols with your host Maggie McPhee. You can find us online at sci-fiidols.com. Music provided by Kevin MacLeod.